Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I'm burning through the sky.
What?
Yeah, 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Jim, I've known you for a while. I've never heard anyone call you that.
I'm traveling at the speed of light. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
All right, I'm not stopping you.
Don't stop me now. So we're into February now. Mm-hmm. February now on the podcast calendar.
This is bizarre. We're really in the middle of winter right now.
And all through January, we heard listener favorites from 2018. Mm-hmm. And that was great.
We loved it.
It was great. But now we got to start looking more toward this year, right?
We got to move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And no special guest with us today.
It's just me and you, buddy. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about new music that we've discovered already in 2019. But before we do that, what do you have here?
Well, Jim, something a little special. I was with the Bish, and he recommended this. I guess they don't do it all the time. It's a beer from Bell's Brewery, Hop Slam Double IPA. It's got seven different hops in it, apparently, and a little bit of honey. It's quite delicious, but rare. They don't, you know, they put it out every now and then. I'm not exactly sure how often they put it out, but it is quite an interesting beer.
So Bell's is out of Michigan, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Hop Slam Ale, Double India Pale Ale, brewed with honey.
Yep. All right.
And you said there's pouring instructions.
Well, the Bish said you definitely got to pour it into a glass and let it open up a little bit before you drink it. Don't drink it out of the can.
Okay.
So let's do that now.
Pouring
into our glasses. May or may not be clean.
No, wait a second.
Wait a minute. This is this stuff looks like Modelo. No.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. So there you go. Give it a little taste.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh. Let's give it a taste.
Okay.
No, I think it's good.
Mm. Yep, that's strong.
Yeah, that's real hop forward, man. It's delicious.
Yeah, I like
10%.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So
one of these.
The other thing we talked about, and I don't know if you know about this, Jim, I'll ask you. Apparently, when beer gets over a certain alcohol by volume, somewhere around 11, it's no longer called beer. It's barley wine.
I've had barley wine,
yeah.
But I did not know that distinction.
I didn't know that either, and I'm not sure if that's even accurate. I may be just making that up. I had a lot of Hop Slam, so I'm not sure.
Interesting.
If anybody knows out there, let us know what is barley wine. I don't even know.
Well, it would make sense as related to beer because of the barley, but like you said, it might have something to do with the process that makes it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Similar to how they vent wine, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ferment wine, I don't know. But with barley, I don't know.
Okay. Somebody help us.
I don't know. Yes. Well, the listeners are smarter than we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mike Snyder.
Yes. If you're out there, Snyder, let us know.
All right. Now, I mentioned that this is now February.
It is.
And what we try to do just about every month is talk about a couple of songs that we discovered in the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
We did not do that in January for December because December is kind of a slow month on new releases.
Yeah, that's right.
And then also we had the whole series of people talking about their favorite albums of the past year. So they kind of got away from us.
Right.
And that's fine. So now we pick that up again. And I think we decided that I was going to go first today.
I
and
think
then
so.
You're going to have some picks tomorrow.
That's
so,
right.
Okay. All right. I have my two songs.
Okay.
Locked and loaded, as Bob Popick would say.
Ready to go.
Ah, okay. Let me think. Well, okay. So I mentioned that we didn't do the new music for December.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm sort of bending our rules here a little bit. This was actually a song that came out in December, but
I'm
just going to count it as January since we didn't do December.
Yeah, totally.
And then I have a more current release after that. But this band is called Faux Ferocious.
Okay.
And the song is Price of Progress.
Okay.
Thank you. you go.
That is great. Yes. Loved it.
So that's Faux Ferocious. Mm-hmm. They are a young band out of Nashville.
Yes.
And they this song is an advanced single from an album coming out February 22nd called Pretty Groovy.
Nice.
On the Burger Records label.
Can't wait to hear it.
They've had a few records out before, three or four albums before this, mm-hmm. but and one of them, I think, was one of them was on Infinity Cat at
yes.
one point. Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
But now they're on Burger Records. And you know, it's funny, just off mic before we started this, we were talking a little bit about Gang of Four, and this definitely yeah. has that kind of post-punk, you know, Gang of Four kind
definitely
of flavor
does.
To it, right?
Yep. I loved it. Loved it.
You know, the rhythms and the kind of groove to it and the bit of sort of darkness in it. And then also one thing I think is really cool, especially if you're listening on headphones, you can hear like there's a deeper voice behind the uh-huh. lead singer's uh-huh. voice. Sometimes with them, sometimes almost like sort of commenting, but
oh,
you can't
cool.
quite hear it. Like,
yeah.
Did you notice that at all? Like there's a weird
little bit, yeah.
little thing happening back
okay.
there. So
I'll have to go back and listen yeah. to that. I will tell you this, Jim. When I was in last year, when I was in Nashville, and I had a chance to interview Tyler Mahan Coe.
Yes.
After we did the recording, we went out and got some pizza and a couple of beers. And I was asking him, that for me was as much fun as the interview. And I was asking him at one point, we started talking about new bands in Nashville, and he mentioned this band.
Really?
He did, yeah, along with four or five other bands. And he was like, yeah, they're pretty cool. I'd seen them, you know, they seem all right. And so that's huh. where I knew the name, but I didn't know they had a new record coming out. And that's really looking
yeah.
forward to that in February.
It's great. Oh, also, even though they're in Nashville now, they apparently started in Knoxville.
Oh, okay.
So at maybe
University of Tennessee.
Yeah, maybe oh. Randall Brown knows
there
them.
There you go.
Right?
Okay.
Randall, give us a scoop on Faux
yeah.
Ferocious.
Come on. Good call, Jim.
All right, so that's number one.
Great.
Now, the second one I'm going to play is a repeat band that
okay.
I've played before on a new music episode.
All right.
And so I didn't quite want to do this. I was like, you know, I've featured this band before, and do I really want to go back, you know, over that again?
Mm-hmm.
But this song is just so good that I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
So the artist is Pip Blom,
mm-hmm.
and this song is called Daddy Issues.
Loved it.
Pip Blom is the name of both a person and a band.
Right.
So they are from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Mm-hmm.
And I brought this artist to everyone's attention, I think, before, sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
When Pip Blom came out with an EP called Paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I played one of the songs from that, and it was just fantastic. And then this is a single from their debut album, which is not scheduled to come out until May 31st.
Okay.
But this song was released just in January. The album, which will come out on May 31st, is called Boat.
Okay.
So look for that.
All right. Fantastic. I loved it. I remember hearing something about them playing, and I was looking here on their website, and I was hoping that they were going to actually be playing in the United States, but that is not the case.
Yeah, I don't see that right
now.
Yeah,
they're touring over in England. And
they're going to play South by Southwest,
Europe.
I think.
Oh, okay, so maybe that'll
year.
Be it. Maybe
so,
that's what I saw. I
yeah.
can't remember. Yeah, in March.
Yes.
So maybe that's when they're coming
yes.
over. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
But I don't think there's an actual tour
doesn't
scheduled
seem to be
yet
that
for
I
the
can
United
find.
States.
Yeah, but I would love to see them. It sounds really good.
I think it has a lot of that... you know, that sort of college rock kind of flavor
yeah.
to it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear that the strumming guitar is kind of driving the
yeah.
song.
Totally.
But also you know, just, you know, really kind of hooky and has, and kind of danceable. Like it just has a lot of different elements to it that I think are really, you know, interesting and fun to listen to.
Yeah, it does have that kind of danceable percolation underneath of it, which is kind of cool. Very propulsive. So I liked it.
So there you go. Those are my two picks for, well done, for the first new music of 2019. So Ferocious and Pip Blom.
All right. Check them out, peoples.
All right. Now we'd like to end with a cover.
We always do.
A new cover of an old song. Mm-hmm. All right, this is going to be good. This is another repeat band, so we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, you know, tell us what you have been listening to already in 2019.
Do that.
You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. You can call, leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Mm-hmm. Also, please subscribe to the show. Please rate and review the show on iTunes.
Rate and review the show.
Make that your New Year's resolution.
Yes.
And
keep it.
Tell people about it,
tell
right?
Tell people. Yeah. Take their phone if you can in a, you know, situation that won't be confrontational, and just subscribe them to it. It'll be a lot easier. And then when it's time for them to listen, they just press that button and then it's there. That's all they have to do. I think our intern Sam was telling us he read a survey where 40-some% of people didn't know how to subscribe to a podcast. Yep. Like literally didn't know how to do it technologically. So that's 40% of listeners we need.
You may, yeah, you, just to help us out, do that.
That's it.
Get those people. And the great thing about that is if you can get somebody who's not necessarily a podcast listener now and help them out and subscribe to the show, this will be like the only show they listen
that's
to, right?
Because
they won't
all
know
I
how
have.
To get the other ones.
It'll be perfect.
So really, it falls right into our master plan.
There are other podcasts?
All right, let's get out of here and get to your picks for tomorrow.
I'm curious about your cover choice.
Okay,
here.
So
they're
the cover.
Always good.
A couple things here. This is a band actually we featured in the cover spot previously.
Okay.
They're called The Regrets.
Okay. Yeah.
Young band out of LA, I believe. And I think last time we featured a cover they did of Teenager in Love. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, that was great.
But now,
very unexpected.
This falls right into something we've been talking about not too long ago, which is Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody and all of that, and they cover a Queen song now. And I think you're really going to like this.
All right.
So
I can't wait.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not Bohemian Rhapsody. It's another song. But I think you will enjoy this. So, Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Faust.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world is turning inside out. Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger defying the laws of gravity. And I'm a racing car passing by like a Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light.
Now it's just like when you hear you start laughing. It's so good.